Today is Friday, November 16th, 2018, and this is LifeWords Day by Day. Well, we've been marching through Psalm 104 in order to get a jump start on 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. We've seen His majesty, His sovereignty, His stability, and His care. Today I want you to see one other aspect about God's care as we go into this weekend. His care is personal. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that He planted. In them the birds build their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. God plants trees and waters them so certain types of birds will have cover. He says that the high mountains are for wild goats and that rocks are a refuge for rock badgers. He creates certain places for certain animals. And did you know that He knows you personally? The God of the universe, who lays the beams of His chambers upon the waters, knows you. Jesus even says that He has the hairs on your head numbered. It's not just that He knows the total count. It's that He knows when number 7 falls off of your head and when number 1,598 turns gray. His care for you is personal. He knows your name. He knows your circumstance. And He has a place created just for you, and it's right underneath His extensive, all-satisfying arm. So what does the psalmist want for us? What is his goal? He wants us to see that there are 10,000 reasons, plus 10,000 more, to stand in awe of God and worship Him with grateful hearts. At the end of this psalm, he writes, "Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more." That kind of sounds like a poor way to end a great poem, doesn't it? But understand what the poet is saying. Those who cannot see and will not see the beauty and majesty and the strength of God serve only to excite the wrath of God. They live in mutiny against the purpose for which they were created. God alone deserves the glory from their lives, the worship of their lives. And if they refuse to give it, well, then let them be wiped away. Well, that's all of us. But the reason we're able to see His majesty and marvel at His sovereignty is because God has opened our blind eyes and drawn us to Him. Earlier in the week, we said that God has no shape or size. Well, that's not entirely true. God has shown Himself to us. He has revealed Himself to us, not only in creation, but more specifically and more fully in Jesus Christ. And in Jesus, we see God, His majesty, His care. The psalm speaks of the works of God and the acts of God. But the greatest act of all is in the sending and sacrificing of His Son, Jesus, in order to gain people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. The Bible says that God demonstrates His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Do you see the majesty of God in sending Jesus to be the sin bearer for man's sin? Do you see your need for a sin bearer? In the cross, Jesus, the perfect God-man, dies a sinner's death and then proves He is more powerful than death by rising from the grave 3 days after having died. He proves His word is true, that He came to bear the sins of many, purchasing full forgiveness and gaining complete reconciliation with the Father, able to give new life to all that come to Jesus in repentance and faith. Do you see your need for a Savior? You can repent and turn to Jesus Christ right now, wherever you are, and that would make this the best Thanksgiving ever. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages in 121 countries and to a potential audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.